Last week on the Allegheny Front, we heard about efforts to recreate the economy in the former steel region that includes Youngstown, Warren, and Lordstown, Ohio, around electric vehicles. Now, Lordstown Motors, the biggest anchor in this effort, has warned that it needs more money for production and sales of its electric pickup trucks. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant has more.
Lordstown Motors is an upstart automaker that's been working on the Endurance, an electric pickup truck aimed at fleets and commercial customers. The company's delayed quarterly and annual filings with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission were made public late Tuesday. In those reports, Lordstown Motors says it has substantial doubt whether it will be able to continue for another year without additional funding. The market reacted, and shares of the company quickly dropped, down 20% by Wednesday morning. But by Wednesday afternoon, Reuters reported that prices were starting to recover, up 2%, as the company said it was in talks with multiple parties to raise funds. This has been a bit of a wild ride for people who live in the region and have been depending on Lordstown Motors to help create Voltage Valley, an economic strategy around electric vehicles and renewable energy innovation. The company has projected hiring 1,500 people for its Trumbull County, Ohio plant, and leaders in the area expect spin-off businesses to employ many more. Here's Lordstown's mayor, Arno Hill.
But you know, with everything associated with electric, that's how they came up with Voltage Valley. You know, you can't keep looking in the rearview mirror. You got to keep looking ahead.
When we reached out to the Youngstown-Warren Regional Chamber of Commerce about the troubles at Lordstown Motors, President Guy Coviello was not sounding any alarm bells. He said, "This news doesn't change Voltage Valley," and quote, "Every time there is new technology, there will be multiple fits and starts." Lordstown Motors is planning an open house event for investors, media, fleet customers, and analysts the week of June 21st. The Allegheny Front is scheduled to attend. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.